We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline here on WCCO. This is the morning news. Dave Lee here, keeping you informed as to what's happening with the latest news. And Steve will have another update on the half hour. I've had a lot of great guests this morning. Go to radio.com, hit that rewind button, and listen to everybody you might have missed today, like Dr. Osterholm and also Mary Catherine, the Department of Education Commissioner. She joined us earlier this morning to talk about this first day of a new learning program they're setting up for schools across Minnesota. Some will start next week because of their spring breaks. And in the midst of all of this intensity, there are some really cool stories that are happening. And one of those is up in the St. Cloud area with a guy named Ryan Voller. Adventure Coffee MN, which is a coffee trucking company owned and founded by Ryan. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You got to tell me about what you're doing up there in St. Cloud, because what we hear is you're parking outside some of the healthcare buildings and giving the free coffee to those working there. Tell us what's going on, Ryan.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So basically what we're doing is we started this about a week and a half ago, and long story short, started up this coffee truck, and things were happening with COVID, and we had wanted to kind of give back to some of the medical personnel and just donate some coffee cups. In that process of announcing to people were stepping up and saying, hey, I want to get involved. So in that process, then it grew into these things called care cups. And what we're doing now is we posted a not a donation necessarily, it's a pay it forward link on our webpage at adventurecoffeemn.com, where people can prepay for a cup of coffee. Not only do they prepay for a cup of coffee of any choice for any medical worker, but they leave a message there. And it's been pretty inspirational to see some of the messages come across. And then what we do is we handwrite it on the sleeve so that these folks get these messages while they're at work. And it's a great way for us to stay connected while socially distanced.
Yeah, it's a fantastic idea. So as you said, the response has been pretty good. If somebody's listening now and they want to respond, Ryan, where do they go?
Yeah, they can just go right to our Facebook page or to the website. It's adventurecoffeemn.com. Under our store, you can purchase. It's called Care Cups. And then when you hit the purchase link, it's $5. And what we'll do is for every cup you purchase or whatever, we will write your message on each sleeve and then fulfill the order once it gets handed out.
You know, I want to keep this all in perspective because the health workers are putting in a lot of effort, and what they're doing is fantastic. But I have to ask you on a personal note, are you writing all these messages yourself?
We are, yeah. I'm actually getting a little carpal tunnel, which, by the way, elective surgeries are no longer a thing. So we're trying to keep our wrists intact at the same time.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's a fantastic idea. So tell me about the coffee truck. I mean, obviously, did you really just start it a week and a half ago, or have you been doing this for a while?
We started up in October, but we were doing more event-based. And then we went full-time real recent. So it was in February when we started going full-time. I took a little vacation, came back, and then this whole crisis started. And I was like, well, here we are. And I was like, well, I still want to serve coffee to these folks. And I had started to serve coffee to them, but during all this, I was like, you know, maybe it's best we just do some donations. I know we're a small business, but I'd like to get out there at least once a week. And we've been donating cups as well from the business. We're up to like over 110 from the business. And the community has stepped up, and we just reached our 1,000 mark last night as far as donations go. Now, we haven't fulfilled all those. We've fulfilled about maybe half of those. So as we go,
Wow. We
fulfill them. Yeah, it's hard to keep up on it, honestly, but it's been great. And we wanted to keep it going for a while, at least through this time where we're socially distanced, and we wanted to say thanks to those people putting their lives on the line for us.
So when you reorder, are you getting what you need quick enough?
Yeah. I'm for the most part, milk has been kind of tricky. Certain things, the commodities are taking priorities, you know, for the community with everybody kind of panicking and stocking up on supplies, you know, so that's been a thing. But it's getting better. Logistics are picking up again, and we're starting to catch up again on supplies needed.
Yeah, that's what I understand. I understand this, you know, there's no reason really to be hoarding stuff, as we all heard those messages from the governor and others, but apparently it sounds like we're getting back to probably a little more normal routine, I hope. But you won't take cash, right, at the window? So how are people paying you for it? Again, do they just do it all online?
So we're asking people just to pay it forward, and we've had a couple of strangers come up that aren't medical workers, and we'll just give them a cup from the business. We won't give them one of the care cups. We'll give them a cup from us and just say, hey, you know, if you get a chance, just go ahead and pay it forward to one of the medical personnel. And so far, most people have. So it's really great to see, you know, how people can really unite as a community and really show their support for one another. And it's really a neat thing, and it's paying for itself. I mean, it's taking care of us. It's taking care of the staff, and we're able to contribute back as well.
And what was one of the comments I heard from somebody at the coffee said, beside what's going on, they said the coffee is fantastic.
That's what we, yeah, I mean, we're pretty passionate about good coffee. So we do fire roast. We do it locally. We make sure it's within days, not months. For most places, you know, coffee will sit on the shelf for months before they ever actually brew it. And it's kind of like a baked bread. So it goes bad after time, and the more time you leave it, the worse it gets. So we're pretty passionate about the quality of our coffee as well.
Well, have a great day, Ryan. What are your hours going to be today now? When do you work?
So, yeah, today we're just doing a night run at the hospital, and then this week we'll be going to some of the medical facilities throughout the week as well, and trying to continue to do night runs every night, but it does take a toll on you when you're staying up till 10 o'clock at night and then getting back up at 8 in the morning to go drive out coffee. So we're doing intermittent shifts of how we're getting out there. But tonight, 6:30 to 9 at the hospital.
All right. Well, take care of yourself, and at least you got the right product to keep those eyes open.
Yeah. Thank
Ryan, thanks a million. AdventureCoffeeMN.com. Talk about staying connected with your community. So if you want to order up a couple of cups or whatever it might be for some of the staff out there at our hospitals, that would be awesome. It's been really a nice response, as you heard Ryan say. AdventureCoffeeMN.com. $5 a cup, and then he'll put that message on those cups from you. WCCO time is 8:28 here in the morning news. Hey, weather-wise, 35 now, sunny. It's a good start weather-wise to the day. We'll have more on that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.